This is HPR episode 2301 entitled BFN UV5R VHF / UHF Handset Part 3 and is part of the series QSK HAM Radio. It is hosted by Mr. X and is about 13 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is an in-depth series about the BFN UV5R VHF / UHF handheld transceiver.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X. As usual, I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available. If we all contributed a show, we'd have more shows than we know what to do with. The show is provided by the community for the community. It's actually very easy. They've gone to a great deal of effort to streamline the whole process, and it's really quite easy. It's The hardest bit I find is getting around to writing the show notes. It's just a matter of picking up a microphone and hitting the record button. I'm sure you must have something interesting that we'd all love to hear. Okay, so this is part three about the Bofeng UV5 VHF UHF handheld transceiver. And remember, it's all Ken Fallon's fault. I'm afraid this one's a bit rambly when I listen back to it. In it, I cover the spectrum, the VHF and UHF spectrum, what frequency range that covers, what frequency actually is, what wavelength is, discuss the rubber aerial that comes with the handset, explain what omnidirectional means. I think that's about it. So sit back and enjoy. Okay, so it's called the transceiver. Here we go down the rabbit hole. It's called the transceiver, so-called because it can both transmit and receive radio waves. It's a VHF and UHF radio. VHF stands for very high frequency, and that covers the radio spectrum from 30 MHz to 300 MHz. It's also a UHF radio, and so that covers the spectrum from 300 MHz to 3 GHz. According to Wikipedia, frequency is the number of occurrences of a repeating event per unit of time. The period is the duration of time of one cycle and a repeating event. So the period is the reciprocal of the frequency. For example, if a newborn baby's heart beats at a frequency of 120 times a minute, its period, the time interval between beats, is half a second. That is, 60 seconds divided by 120 beats. Frequency is an important parameter used in science and engineering to specify the rate of oscillatory or vibratory phenomena, such as mechanical vibrations, audio sound signals, radio waves and light. Phew, I hope that was all clear to you. So yes, frequency, you can measure the frequency of occurrences of anything that happens over a repeating cycle. So the number of skips, if you were skipping per minute or whatever, or You could burp it and fart it once, one burp or fart a second if you so choose, but I wouldn't really recommend it. The one that you'll be familiar with here in the UK, our electricity is has a mains frequency of 50 hertz or 50 cycles. So the voltage swings from a peak voltage through to zero, down to a negative voltage, and back to the same point again. That's the whole point. You come back to the returning point. It does that 50 times a second, so that's 50 hertz. So you can, you've probably seen a waveform on the TV many times on an oscilloscope on some sort of science fiction program or something. You see a wavy line on the scope, and so if you look at that wavy line, it's a repeating pattern. And if you look at the top part of the wave, and you move along to the next top part of a wave, that's one cycle. And if you were doing that with a mains voltage, you would see that time is measured across the from left to right. So the between one peak and the next would be a time interval of, if it would be 50 of those every second, basically. That's right, 50 of those peaks every second, if that makes sense. Whew. Interestingly enough, I don't know if I mentioned in one of my previous podcasts, but I was reading an article in New Science magazine. It's a magazine you can get here in the UK. I don't know if it's international or may well be. And powers that be, shall we say, the powers that be are recording the mains hum from the national grid 24 hours a day, because the frequency of the mains is there's a guarantee that the frequency will stay within a certain range, but it's never exactly the same. It's always varying slightly. So if you imagine you've got a power station that's generating electricity with a big turbine, it could be from power or from coal, from water or from coal or whatever. When you apply a load to that, then it will slow down ever so slightly, and then so the frequency will slow down that little bit. And they need to throw more power into the grid to bring it back into line again. So it's constantly varying very slightly, a wee bit higher, a wee bit lower, and it produces a fingerprint. No two bits in time are the same. So if they if they happened, let's say they picked up a recording from some source, and they could pick up some background hum on that recording, then they can feed that to a computer and say, okay, where is that pattern in time? And they can timestamp it precisely. So they can say, oh, that bit of recording, looking at our records of the national grid over a given period of time, we can match that to, I don't know, the 23rd of June, 2016. So I mean, it's very, very powerful, very clever way of timestamping any recording that they get their hands on, basically, if there is any mains hum on it. Anyway, I thought you'd find that interesting. So where were we? Yeah, frequency. That was frequency. Hope that's clear. So what do we have? What kind of supplied accessories do we have with this radio? Well, it comes with a dual band rubber aerial, helically wound. In other words, there's a wire runs round. There's a kind of soft, bendy center to it, and there's a wire running like a spiral, almost like a coil, round and round and round up to the top. It's almost a bit like the spring you use, you put in, and your plumber would use to bend pipes, that sort of thing. And so it's helically wound, and this is an what they call an omnidirectional antenna. So you can think of an omnidirectional antenna. If you imagine dropping a pebble on the surface of a pond, and you get circular patterns emanating out from the point at the impact when it touches the pond, ripples out from that stone that was dropped, but it travels in all directions at 360 degrees all the way around from that stone, but not up from the stone and not down from the stone. Well, it's the same with one of these antennas. If you've got an antenna sitting vertical, then imagine that's the stone being dropped vertically onto the pond, and the radio waves emanate round and outward from that antenna, but not from the tip and not from the base. That's on the omnidirectional antenna. So the you'll notice if you look at the rubber antenna that there's a kind of lumpy bit at the bottom, and that's used for the UHF part of the band. Remember, the UHF designation is from 300 megahertz to 3 gigahertz. Of course, the radio itself can't do that frequency range. That's UHF. And the UHF part of the frequency is higher, so the wavelength is shorter. So the antenna itself has to be shorter. So the stumpy bit at the bottom, that's why the antenna's small at the base, because the small bit, the lumpy bit at the base is for the UHF part of the band. And the top part of the antenna, which is most of its length really, is for the VHF part of the band, a very high frequency part of the band. It has a longer wavelength and needs a longer antenna. Think of it a bit like if you're waving a skipping rope up and down and you get a kind of wavy pattern. If you wave up and down quicker, that's the frequency is higher, you're moving that skipping rope up and down, up and down, up and down more quickly, then the distance between each wiggle as it travels across the rope is closer together, they're bunched up. But if you wiggle your arm up and down slower, then the bunching spreads out and the wavelength gets wider. So hopefully that makes sense. So how do you calculate wavelength? Well, wavelength is the speed of the radio frequency signal divided by the frequency of the radio signal. So the speed of the radio signal itself, the speed of electromagnetic waves are 300 million meters per second, speed of light in fact. So for example, our radio, it's got a VHF section and a UHF section. So for the VHF section, the amateurs use typically 145 megahertz part of the band. So 145, so one hertz is same as one cycle. And so that'd be one cycle per second. Well, this is 145 million cycles per second, or 145 megahertz. So in that case, it would be, the figure would be 300 million, so 300 million meters per second. That's three with six, seven, eight zeros after it. So it's 300 million divided by 145 million. And if you do that, you can just knock off the zeros. So that would just be 300 divided by 145, if you like. Then that comes out at just a tiny fraction over 2. So that's right, because the 145 megahertz section of the amateur band is known as the 2 meter band. So that's how you measure wavelength. Hope that all makes sense. Whew. Okay, so that's about it for this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr, the at symbol, googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you. And goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hekka Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.